the end.
It's the wake up call.
The world of chess is being taken over by the new star, the new rock star of chess. And his name is Ayanish Guntaka.
Okay.
From Arizona. And what makes it special is he's 9 years old.
The nine-year-old from Arizona taking the chess world by storm, literally, traveling to more than 20 countries playing the game.
What do your friends say about you playing chess so competitively?
They say I'm famous usually.
He's already got two world championship titles under his belt, which is good news considering his favorite thing about playing chess
is just winning the trophies and gaining points.
Right! It's like a video game to him.
So what's the problem?
Listen, you've known me for a long time.
Yeah.
I refuse to accept that something is hard when a child, someone who was a baby just a few years ago, is the best in the world at it. He has two world championships. One would be impressive. He has two. And he's beating adults while he's also keeping up with his schoolwork. You know what those adults are doing? Not schoolwork.
Okay, so using this logic, you're saying chess is not hard.
I'm saying chess can't possibly be hard. Let me tell you that. Let me paint another scenario.
Even though this kid would beat you at chess.
Yeah.
But it's
because he practices 4 to 6 hours a day. Okay, so if practice is all that it makes, then how can it possibly be hard? Let me paint you another scenario.
Okay.
All right? Did you hear who the MVP in the NFL is?
No.
It's 8-year-old Tyler McMahon.
Okay.
Right! Your first thought would be like, wait
a
second.
The most valuable
player in the NFL is an 8-year-old? Yeah.
An 8-year-old cannot physically compete with adult NFL players.
Right. And chess is not a physical game.
No.
It is all mental.
Right.
So if a 9-year-old can mentally compete and win.
Okay. So you're saying if you could practice 4 to 5 hours a day, you could beat that kid.
Maybe I could.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I don't like to throw this word around, but narcissism is coming up.
No, this is not narcissism.
It isn't.
No.
Okay, so you could
beat this kid.
You could also beat those adults that he beat?
If I practice enough, maybe. Sure. If I learned all the things that they learned, sure. I'm just saying, how can it be hard if a 9-year-old can do it?
Because only one 9-year-old can do it. It's that he's special.
The rest of the 9-year-olds are too busy with Roblox and Fortnite.
I have a feeling that if you put a 9-year-old in front of a chessboard, most 9-year-olds are going to wander off after 15 minutes, or they're going to start making the rook and the pawn fight each other.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how a 9-year-old is the new double world champion of chess. A 9-year-old beating adults, okay? And I'm saying it can't be that hard, which made me think, okay, are there other things that adults think are hard, but kids are really good at it?
You put this up on Facebook, and guess what?
Lots of answers.
Lots of answers.
My favorite one on here, we'll start with that one.
Okay.
A cartwheel.
Yep, that was going to be my favorite too. Okay?
Right. I guess at the end of the day, how could it be hard if a little kid can do it?
Exactly. How about this one? Getting up off the floor.
All right. I saw this one, and this one definitely stumped me. Flossing.
Oh,
and I don't mean with
your teeth.
I watch a little kid do the floss dance, and I go, how
the arms? Where do the arms go? It's back. It's forward. It's back.
Are they going behind in the or forward? What? This is wizardry.
Haley said, "Being in a better mood when you wake up from a nap." Wiley said,
"That one is so true."
Wiley said, "Falling down." Have you ever seen a baby fall down?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Like, it's nothing.
Nothing to them.
Just their whole existence just on the floor.
Now, if you've ever watched a 60-year-old fall down, their day is over.
Right.
Yep.
Jenny said making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Darlene said being honest.
That is true, by the way. Going back for a second, making new friends. Watching a child make new friends is like the kind of thing where you have a lifetime of anxiety that should just be stamped out immediately. Be like, hold on a second. I could just go right up to somebody and all I have to say is, hi, my name is Gavin. I have the same color hair as you and we are friends.
Adult friendships are a bit more nuanced, I think.
Just like chess, maybe.
Right. Okay. And you're right. Not. Okay. In fairness, you think that you could, like, go pro in chess, mm-hmm. and yet there, like, you can barely figure out how to calendar something in your email.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Or you're not seeing what I'm seeing.
I'm trying to.
Just like you try to send those calendar invites, but they don't work, do they?
I calendared this. No, I looked at your phone. You sent it to yourself 5 times.
And it's just in your notes app.
Fine, maybe you're right.